Listening to live music is a collective experience, and so musicians have been especially hard hit by the pandemic, depending as they do on live in-person audiences. This is felt acutely in South Louisiana, where music is the heart of Cajun culture, as NPR's John Burnett reports.
They still gather on Saturday mornings at Marc Savoie's music store in the town of Eunice, amid the rice fields and crawfish farms in what's called Cajun Prairie Country. Musicians pull chairs into a circle, outside now because of the virus, to play the French Acadian ballads they learned from their grandparents. The jam sessions are diminished these days, since four aged musicians, two fiddlers, a guitarist, and a harmonica player, succumbed to COVID.
I was almost on the verge of canceling the jam session because it's not the same ambiance, it's not the same spirit anymore, it looks like, since these old-timers are gone.
At 80 years old, the legendary Marc Savoie is still building accordions, playing them, and hosting the jams.
Cajun people have had to endure lots, and this is something that we're enduring, and I think it's in our blood to endure whatever falls upon us.
Cajun music comes from the Acadians, who were brutally expelled by the British from Canada more than 250 years ago. Today, the lilting, fiddle, and accordion-based music has fans around the world. But since the pandemic struck, the vast majority of the live music venues down here have fallen silent, just as they have all over the country. And hundreds of musicians who play Cajun and its bluesy black cousin, Zydeco, are hurting. The lead fiddle you're hearing is Joel Savoie, Mark's 40-year-old son. He says when the virus hit in March, every single festival in Louisiana and around the world was canceled.
So all of our income for that year already was disappearing very quickly. And then, as this has developed, because it's so uncertain, our entire next year is already devoid of any kind of gigs other than virtual festivals and online things.
Virtual festivals and streamed performances pay a fraction of what a real show pays. Joel Savoie says he's been reluctantly selling off instruments and amplifiers for living expenses. Zoom shows started out with lots of paying listeners 9 months ago, but his musical partner, Kelly Jones, says the enthusiasm has dropped off.
I think people are sick of it. Sick of sitting at home and watching something on your computer is only so entertaining for months and months and months.
But it's all there is these days. Jones and Savoie set up in the kitchen of her house down the road in Lafayette.
Hi, everybody. We're just getting sorted here. We're about to start, but this is my first live Zoom concert ever. So thanks for being here with us. We hope you can hear us.
That night, the two are featured performers at a virtual Cajun and Creole music festival out of Brooklyn, New York, called Swamp in the City. For a committed musician, it's a point of pride to make your living solely from music. To take a normal job is a capitulation of sorts, but that's what's happening. Fiddler Kelly Jones is bartending in a restaurant to supplement her income. Her friend Corey Ledet, a 39-year-old accordion player from St. Martin Parish, was leading a popular Zydeco band. Now he's considering driving a truck, like his musician friends are doing.
But I'm not sure how long I can hold out. I can only hold out for so long. If I end up having to get a real job and not play music, I'm probably going to be a very bitter person because my passion has been taken away from me. And this is the first time I'm telling anybody this. I've actually developed a mild depression over this because my music has always been my go-to. Now I have nowhere to go.
Before the pandemic, Ledet was playing all over Louisiana and at blues festivals in Europe. And the Mamou Playboys were one of the most popular Cajun bands in the country. Here they are playing The Waltz of Sorrow at a 2011 NPR Tiny Desk concert. Today, the leader, Steve Riley, 51, seldom leaves his house. His wife, Katie, is immune compromised. He and the two boys, 11-year-old Burke and 8-year-old Dulcie, are protective of her, so they limit their exposure to people. The Riley family has made the most of their time quarantined at home. They've built a playhouse and a chicken coop and put in a garden. Sitting in his backyard, Steve Riley says the lack of music is famishing Cajun culture, which is all about people coming together.
This music that we play is played at weddings, it's played at funerals, it's played at dance halls on the weekend. We are a people who like to be together. And I miss seeing those couples waltzing, jitterbugging around the dance floor. It's a beautiful thing that you can't see anywhere else. And I tell you, sometimes it gets to me, man. It's hard.
Riley takes a moment to compose himself. His sons come outside with their instruments. With the Mamou Playboys out of action, they formed the Riley Family Band that plays every Sunday afternoon on Facebook Live.
Go ahead, little Burke. The response at the beginning was just incredible. The fact that we could reach not only our neighbors here and our family, but people around the country and around the world were tuning in, you know? And that was just amazing to us.
Music, like seafood and family, are the nuclei of Cajun culture. It's not going away, it's just gone virtual. John Burnett, NPR News, Eunice, Louisiana.